Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. People around Chesapeake, Virginia are reeling with the news of another mass shooting, this time in their own community. Police say Walmart manager Andre Bing opened fire in a break room Tuesday night, and they still don't have a motive for the attack. NPR's Sarah McCammon has our story.
Chesapeake police say at least 50 people were inside the Walmart Supercenter when an employee began shooting, killing six people before turning the gun on himself. Outside the Walmart the next morning, Jeannie Griffith attached a handmade sign to her van, offering to pray with anyone needing support.
What are those families going to do on Thanksgiving? What are they going to do at Christmas? It's going to be a while before they can heal and actually celebrate again.
Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Norfolk.
The man who's alleged to have shot five people to death and injured 17 others last weekend in a nightclub in Colorado Springs was ordered held without bail in his initial court appearance on Wednesday. 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich appeared by video from jail for his hearing. Georgia Supreme Court has rejected an appeal by Republicans to block early voting this Saturday for the U.S. Senate runoff there. As Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler reports, nearly two dozen counties are slated to open up voting.
The brief ruling responded to a last-ditch effort by the state and national GOP plus the National Republican Senatorial Committee to block counties from having the option of voting on Saturday. The underlying lawsuit from Democrats came after the Georgia official said state law barred voting that day amidst a shortened runoff window. At least 22 counties, both big and small, heavily Democratic and heavily Republican, will open for voting on Saturday before all counties begin voting Monday. And with lower turnout expected, the extra day of voting could prove decisive for either Senator Raphael Warnock or Republican Herschel Walker. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The days of supersized interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve may be nearing an end, but as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, that doesn't mean the Fed's battle against inflation is over.
The Federal Reserve has been rapidly raising interest rates in an effort to curb inflation, boosting its benchmark borrowing rate by 0.75 percentage point at each of its last four meetings. Minutes from the most recent meeting show a substantial majority of Fed policymakers believe it will soon be time to slow down the rate hikes and take stock of how they're working. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has also hinted as much. Most market watchers expect the central bank to adopt a smaller half-point rate increase when policymakers gather in 3 weeks. While the pace may be slower, Fed officials have been clear. Eventually, borrowing costs will probably have to go even higher than had been expected in order to bring stubbornly high inflation under control. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Russian missiles hit Ukraine once again on Wednesday. The continuing attacks on the country's civilian infrastructure caused new power outages across much of the country, as well as in neighboring Moldova. Authorities say at least three people were killed in a strike in Kyiv. 11 others were injured. You're listening to NPR News. The company hired to find remaining assets from the failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX says it's recovered and secured $740 million so far. BitGo was hired soon after FTX filed for bankruptcy on November 11th. The amount recovered so far is just a fraction of the potential billions of dollars that are likely missing from company accounts. The European Parliament has declared Russia a state sponsor of terrorism over its unprovoked and brutal invasion of Ukraine. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, the lawmakers said Russia poses a risk to the safety and security of the whole European continent and the rules-based international order.
The non-binding but highly symbolic resolution was overwhelmingly approved during the monthly plenary session in Strasbourg, France. Parliamentarians said Russia's atrocities and destruction of infrastructure are designed to terrorize the Ukrainian population, stifle their resistance, and force them to accept the occupying power. Unlike the U.S., the European Union has no regulation to designate an entire country as a sponsor of terrorism. The bloc can only blacklist specific individuals and organizations. So European nations were urged to reduce and keep to a bare minimum their diplomatic contacts with Russia. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Spain got off to a good start in World Cup competition on Wednesday by routing Costa Rica by a score of 7-0. Three goals were scored in the first 31 minutes of that match. The score made Spain just the sixth nation to score more than 100 times in the tournament. Japan, meanwhile, got two late goals to upset Germany 2-1. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.